Fundraising Consultants, this is Kay.
Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno. I'm not selling anything. I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to Kay Schumann.
This is Kay.
Hi, Kay. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. There's a nominate candidate for president. I'm sorry. In March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and for California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or you don't know yet?
No, we always vote.
Thank you. What about for county offices?
We always vote.
Thank you.
For everything.
Thank you so much. Can I have the year that you were born? Only the year.
43.
Thank you. Next. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or multiracial?
White.
White. Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are on the right direction or on the wrong track?
I think it's going in the right direction now.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Inflation and cost of living, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, housing affordability, water policy, public safety and crime, jobs and wages, homelessness, parental rights in education.
All of those are a concern to us.
But if you had to choose one, which one will be the most important?
Probably inflation, cost of going to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Okay, standing. I understand. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you some names of public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please say so. Gary Bradfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was supposed to say, which one's the best, five?
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I'd say the top one, the first one.
Very favorable, okay. Mm-hmm. What about Paul Dictos?
The next one down.
Somewhat favorable, okay.
Yeah.
What about Joe Biden?
What's the bottom one?
Very unfavorable.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Steve Brando?
I'd say four, or the second one from the top.
Okay, thank you. Somewhat favorable, okay. What about Donald Trump?
Probably the top one.
Very favorable, okay. What about Gavin Newsom?
The bottom one.
Very unfavorable, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors and your district were held today, and the candidates were Dion Verdes, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Bryce Herrera, and Gary Bradfield, Businessman and City Council Member, for whom would you vote?
Bradfield.
Bradfield, okay, thank you. How certain are you that you'll be voting for Gary Bradfield? Very certain, somewhat. Or not certain at all?
Somewhat. Just somebody could change my mind, I guess.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as Fresno County Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think it's really good.
Okay, thank you. How will you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor for each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartments, buildings, and condos.
I think it's a good aspiration, but there's no way it's going to happen, so it wouldn't affect me for a vote.
It wouldn't affect you? So you mean that somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
If there was some other meat to go with it, I probably would say somewhat likely.
Okay, thank
Even
you.
Even though
what
it's
about,
not possible.
I know. Thank you. What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library?
I don't think that would affect my vote.
So you will say it's more like somewhat less likely or somewhat more likely?
Just not likely at all. That there's too many more important things I'd want to know about.
Okay. Your options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. Next, a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
I wouldn't vote for him.
Much less likely, okay. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Well, it depends on what they're going for or what they believe in.
Okay. What about a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
I'd say the top one, more likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Well, I don't know how they can do that, especially now that the governor is asking us all to pay more taxes to pay for the immigrant health plan. We don't even have a good enough health plan ourselves, but we're going to pay for somebody else's, it sounds like.
Okay, so you think that will be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
I'd say that's another one that's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
Probably less likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
I think that's probably an important person in an important position, but this year I don't think anybody's going to get away with raising taxes. They're going to taxes. They'll have to wait a year or two.
Okay, so you think that will be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Yeah, probably more likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who is 80 years old?
That's starting to get a little older to be what needs to be required. I'd say somewhat unlikely.
Okay, thank you so much. We're almost done now. I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there's a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for that candidate. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing all of this information, does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for him?
Well, it's a good chance, but it's an impossible task. He's not going to be able to do all that. I would like to see him say he's interested in all those, but the one he's going to work on the most is such and such.
Okay, thank you. Steve Rondo currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Rondo has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep the tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Rondo is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
I guess a good chance.
Thank you. Gary Bredefeld currently serves as the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for the law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
Can you repeat that one?
Yeah,
sorry.
Gary Bredefeld. No problem. No problem at all. Gary Bredefeld currently serves as the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing all of this information, does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
Good chance.
Thank you. After hearing all of this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, Steve Brundle, Bryce Herrera, and Gary Bredefeld, for whom would you vote?
Oh, probably Bredefeld.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few more questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you consider yourself to be a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
A strong one.
Thank you. Thinking of political in political terms, will you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What is the last year schooling that you have completed?
Almost a doctorate degree.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own, rent, or live with a friend or family?
We own.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience. You have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.